Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, and welcome to the 997th episode. This is amazing. We are 3 episodes away from hitting 1,000. This is just beautiful. It's such a blessing to even witness this and to be a part of this great ministry. So I just want to say praise God, and I just want to say thank you for this opportunity, Purpose Kingdom Network, for allowing One Touch Transformation to be a part of this great movement. Again, my name is Arthenius Jackson, and I am with the ministry and the nonprofit organization of One Touch Transformation. For those of you who are joining us for the very first time with the segment of One Touch Transformation, I just want to share a little bit about what the organization is about. Well, One Touch Transformation, it was formed in 2014 and is a nonprofit organization that is geared towards sexual abuse prevention and awareness. So we're all about focusing on bringing awareness to the community, to our churches, to, you know, faith-based or non-faith-based communities to just come together and have the conversation on sexual abuse, because it is a topic that has been swept under the rug for years and years, generations and generations. But now, as we can see and hear, you know, in the news, it's becoming even more prevalent. So we have to be a part of the conversation as well, especially in our faith-based communities, in our churches, in our homes. And quite frankly, it starts in the home. The conversation should start in the home. So our mission for One Touch Transformation is to, you know, educate the community about sexual abuse, as well as encourage and empower all survivors and victims of sexual abuse. So we are here to provide that hope and give that continued healing. And I always like to say we don't focus so much on what happened, how it happened, who did it, but we focus more on the healing part of it. So we see ourselves as a bridge. We want to help you across that bridge so that you may find your freedom, that you may find your voice. And I'm talking about true freedom, because when you are free from your past, you are able to live, you know, life freely. It is so hard to live a free life when you're still bound by your past, or when you're still overcome and overwhelmed by your past. But God did not intend for us to remain in our past or to be held back by our past. But he says, I come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly. He wants us to live a life in abundance. He wants us to live a life in freedom. But we cannot do that if we focus only on our past. Now, don't get me wrong. The past is what, you know, makes us who we are. The past is what builds us. The past is what strengthens us. The past is what, you know, creates us or forms us to be that butterfly. But we don't just focus on the past. We don't just lean on the past, but we learn from the past. We grow from the past. We change. We evolve. And all of those good things, we transform. He wants us to transform our minds, transform our hearts, so that we can become who he has created us to be, who we are destined to be. So that's what One Touch Transformation is all about. And of course, we do provide other services, but our main focus for One Touch Transformation is educating the community about sexual abuse, because it is going on. It's not just happening in the news. It's not just happening in Hollywood, but it's happening right in our own homes, in our community, in our churches. And so we can't just continue to cover it up and pretend that it's not happening and not talk about it. Because when we don't talk about it, when we don't have these conversations, then it's continued to be buried. You know, things begin to thrive in the dark. Things begin to grow in the dark. And this is one thing we do not want to continue to grow. This is something that we want to destroy, something that we want to bring to light. We want to bring this darkness into light. And I am determined, I am very much determined to shed light on such a dark topic, on such a dark epidemic that's been going on for so long. So it is time for all of us, every one of us should, you know, take advantage of this opportunity to shed light on such a dark topic, because there are too many people, too many of our sisters and brothers who are still bound, too many of our sisters and brothers who are seeking freedom and seeking healing and trying to find that hope, trying to find their voice, wanting to cross over that bridge but don't know how. But you and I, we can both play our part, especially as believers, as sisters and brothers in the body of Christ. We have a chance, we have an opportunity to help one another, to help our sisters and our brothers who may feel broken. But I'm here to let you know, you do not have to remain in that broken state. You don't have to remain in your past, because God has something even greater for you. God has freedom on the other side. He has healing on the other side. He has deliverance on the other side. It's available for you. But it starts with you making that decision, wanting to be healed. It starts with you making that decision, wanting to find true freedom. The Bible also says that whom the Son has made free is free indeed. True freedom. You have to want it. I can't give it to you. Family can't give it to you. Friends can't give it to you. But you have to want it. And I'm telling you that God will certainly give it to you, because he gave it to me. He gave it to me as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. I know that God is a healer. He is a deliverer. He can give you freedom. He is my hope, my strength, my peace. And he gives you that peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of you not understanding why you were the one chosen to go through such a traumatic experience. And this can go for any of you, anyone who is listening that may have gone through, you know, things that may have tried to break you or things that have knocked you down. I'm telling you, God did not intend for you to stay there. You were chosen, yes, you were chosen. And you may not understand why you were the one chosen to take this particular path. You know, when I first started my healing journey, I did not know why I was going through, you know, everything that had already happened. Didn't know why I was the one chosen or why it even happened to me. And these are questions that will fill your head, wondering, why me? Why did this have to happen to me? God, why did you choose me to take this path? Why was this path chosen for me? Why? But I'm telling you, God has chosen you for a specific reason, and you may not understand it right now. You may not see it right now. But by and by, you will begin to understand little by little the path that God has chosen for you. And all you have to do is stay on it. Stay on his path. Stay on the path that he has chosen for you. Don't try to figure it out on your own. Don't try to go left. Don't try to go right. Don't turn around, but stay on his path. And when I say his path, I'm talking about his path for you. His path for you. He didn't choose it for your sister, your brother, your parents. He didn't choose it for any of them, but his path for you was made specifically for you. So it's important, it's very important that we stay on his path. And it's so easy to get influenced. It's so easy to be enticed by the things that we see along the path, the things that we hear. So we have to be guarded. Guard your ears, guard your eyes. Everywhere that there's an outlet, you have to guard it. Because if we're not careful, then we become distracted. And we may even become convinced to turn around or become convinced to go one way or go another way to change the direction. And all that does is prolong the path or prolong the journey that God has you on. Now, God gives us free will. He allows us to choose which way we want to go. He's already laid out the path for us. He's, you know, already told us, this is where I want you to go, or he leads us. But remember, we are living in this flesh. We're living in the flesh, so we're always going to be challenged. We're always going to be enticed, distracted. But we have to make the choice whether we're going to follow those distractions or be led by those distractions, if we're going to choose to turn left or choose to go right, or are you going to choose to stay on his path? You have to ask yourself that question. You have to ask yourself that question. What path am I choosing? What path am I choosing? Am I choosing my own path? Because sometimes we get in the way and we want to do it our way. We want to go at our own pace, go in our own direction. But what path are you choosing? Are you choosing your own path, or are you choosing his path? And so after tonight, I want you to really think about the direction that you're heading in. I want you to think about which path you're gonna take. Are you going to remain on your path? Or maybe you are on the right path, on his path. Are you going to stay on his path? Or are you having a bit of, a change of heart where you just don't know what path to go on, whether to take his path, to take my path, or should I take the path that mama and daddy want me to take, or should I take the path what my friends want me to take? Because sometimes that does happen. God will show us the path that he has us on, but a lot of times we have people who say they love us and who care about us and who say they may have our best interest and they want us to go in one direction. And it's not always led by God. It is not always the same path as his. So, again, we have to be careful. We have to be mindful of what we are taking in, what we are receiving. You can't receive everything. Can't take in everything, because everything is not of God. You have to try the spirit. Right? He tells us to try every spirit. So you can't just receive everything that someone gives you. You have to try it. Allow the spirit of God to allow you to try the spirit that is, you know, giving you what they think you need to receive or what they feel you need to receive or what they say is of God. But I guarantee if you try the spirit, the Spirit would allow you to know if it is of God. It will allow you to know. You know, things will either come through confirmation, or if it's not through confirmation and it just sounds like a bunch of words, then you will know. You know, because you know, God, he's not an author of confusion, so he's not going to send any confusion your way. So anytime anyone is trying to feed you confusion or give you confusion, then you know that is not of God. That is not the path I should be taking. That is not what God is telling me to do. God is not going to veer you wrong. He is not going to veer you in the wrong direction ever. He never will do that. He has never done that. Our God is consistent. Our God is precise. Our God is a God of order, which means it's always going to be on point. His way will always be better, every time, every time. Our God He never fails, which means he's not going to lead you in the wrong direction. Now, I'm not saying that every direction is going to be pretty. Every direction is going to feel good. That's not what I'm saying, because during our journeys and the paths that we take, sometimes we may experience some curves. We may experience some bumps. We may experience some crooks. So it's not always, you know, straight as we want it to be. They're not always straight. But again, it's still the path that he has for us. It's the path he has for you. All right, so let's go to our first scripture for tonight. Our first scripture, very familiar. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. So again, tonight we're talking about staying on his path. His path for you. The path that he has laid out for you. So Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. And we're going to stop right there. Very simple. Trust in the Lord. Now, when you truly trust in the Lord, that means you are not concerned or, you know, even fazed by what people say or what they may try to convince through, you know, words, their elaborate words, whenever you are on his path. Nothing else matters. You're not distracted, because your full trust is in the Lord. And when your full trust is in the Lord with your whole heart, you're not halfway in it, but you're all the way in. It's like, go home or go big or go home. All the way, all in or nothing. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And the second part says, and lean not into thine own understanding. Why? Why? Because every time we depend on our own understanding, there's a possibility, a very high chance, a very, very high chance that we're going to be wrong. Almost every time, I'll just say that. Almost every time, and probably every time. Every time we lean on our own understanding, instead of trusting God fully, we're going to get it wrong. We're going to take the wrong path. We're going to take the wrong turn. It's like turning on the GPS and not listening to it, not following the instructions. What is the point of having the GPS if you're not going to follow the directions that it's given you? And I'm talking about especially if you're in a new place, a place that you've never been before. Now, I do understand that there are some places that you may be familiar with. But even then, when you're in cities or little towns that you are familiar with, you still have to turn on a GPS if you don't know where you're going. If you're going somewhere for the first time, even if you are familiar with the city, there are still some roads that you have not been down. You have not been down every single road in the city. And so that's the purpose of using, you know, the map or the GPS. So what is the point of having a map or having the GPS if you're not going to follow the directions? Because if you just choose random roads to turn down or random streets to take, then you're going to end up in the wrong place. You're not going to reach your destination. So the same way that you depend on a GPS to get you to your destination, we have to put that same dependency in the Lord. We have to trust it. Trust him with all your heart, and don't try to do it yourself. You know, there are some people who try to find places without even using directions, but then it just prolongs the journey. You end up in the wrong places. And then if you're not careful in some areas, you may end up in a wrong area and have the hardest time getting out. And if you can get out, sometimes you may end up at dead-end roads. You may end up, you just never know where you will end up if you're not following directions, if you're not using a map. So why have a map or why have the GPS if you're not going to follow the directions? So why trust in the Lord if you're just going to use your own understanding. If you depend on your own understanding, then there's no need in trusting in God, because you're letting them know, like, look, you don't need my help. You got this. You big and bad. Go ahead and figure it out yourself. That's what we're saying to God. Well, that's how God, I feel like that's how God perceives it. I could be wrong. So these are my words. I could be wrong, but I feel like it's a slap in the face when we say we trust in the Lord, but we don't depend on him. We still depend on how far we can get ourselves instead of how far God can take us. Just think about that. Just think about that. And again, just think of having the GPS, turning it on, or better yet, not even turning it on, not even putting the directions in. GPS is sitting right there on the dash, and we don't even have it on. Or if we do have it on, it's giving us the directions, but we're not even listening. So again, you have to listen. You have to listen to the voice of God. And that comes with trusting in the Lord. You're going to listen to people that you trust. You're going to listen to people that you love, because you know that they have your best interest. They're not going to lead you wrong. So the same thing goes for the Lord. Same thing. If you trust him, you're going to love him. With your whole heart. You're going to trust him with your whole heart. And you're going to obey what he says. You're going to obey when he says, turn left. You're going to obey when he says, turn right. You're going to obey when he says, keep quiet. You're going to obey when he says, speak up. You're going to obey when he says, not yet. You're going to obey when he says, go forward. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all thy ways, I don't care how small it seems, acknowledge God. I mean, it may seem small, but trust me, even the smallest thing can make the greatest impacts or can change the direction of things. The smallest decisions that we make can change our entire direction, or can change, you know, the direction that we're on or heading to with his path. So in all thy ways, acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Everything. He tells us to seek him first. So still acknowledging him in all thy ways, in everything that you do. And he said, if you do that, then I'll give you directions. Turn on the GPS. That's all. Just turn on the GPS. Acknowledge that the GPS is on. Acknowledge that the voice of the GPS is going to guide you and direct you in the right direction on his path. You're just saying, just trust me. Stay on the path that I have for you. All you got to do is listen. Just trust me. Acknowledge that you hear my voice. Acknowledge that I'm even here. Acknowledge that I am a part of your life. Acknowledge that you can't do anything without me. And I'll direct your path. I'll show you the way. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. Because remember, I'm not the author of confusion. I'm not going to confuse you. Now, we know sometimes, naturally, when we have the GPS on, there are times when it can become a little confusing. GPS is not always accurate. It is not always accurate. And it's always changing up the direction. It's not always the same. And even whenever you're going to one location, it may take you there one way. And whenever you're leaving, it may lead you out a different way. But again, we still use the GPS. And sometimes the path that God has us on, it's not always just a straight line. It's not always just straightforward. Sometimes he may change up the direction. Maybe he's trying to keep you from evil, or maybe he's trying to help you avoid an accident or avoid something that will distract you. So that's why every path or any of our paths, they're not always straight. They're not always just easy. It's not always smooth sailing. Even on God's path, even on the path he has for you, there are some rough times. But because you are on his path, he allows you to get through those rough times. He allows you to overcome whatever it is that you may encounter. Every experience at work is hope and patience, and it strengthens you. So even while you're on his path, it may not be pretty all the time. It's not just smooth sailing. There are some bumps. There are some crooks. There are some curves. There are some tunnels. There are some bridges. But as long as you're on his path that has been made specifically for you, just follow his lead, follow the directions, listen to his voice, trust his voice, trust him, and obey. And don't depend on your own will or your own understanding, because you can't trust him at the same time while you're depending on yourself. So we have to learn to trust in the Lord and acknowledge him so that he'll direct our path, even when it's not so smooth all the time. So when we think about paths or our journeys or when we're going on a mission, I guess the old-fashioned path makes me think of walking through the woods. I grew up in the country, right here in South Carolina, in a little small town called Hartsville. And we had a bunch of pathways out in the woods, because as soon as we walked out the door, there was a path right behind a trailer. And then there was another path not too far from where we even turn in. And then there was another path that was down the road. And so we've taken several of the paths, because they all lead different locations on the other side of the country or on another street. And it was just adventurous. It was very adventurous growing up. And, you know, I enjoyed growing up in the country. I really did. I mean, it was peaceful. It was quiet. But we had the most fun when we went on the different paths. And so, as you know, a path is usually a track that leads to a specific location or various locations. And usually whenever you're going down paths, we are walking, you know. And there were some times when we did ride our bikes, but we couldn't ride our bikes all the way in the woods. So most of the time we would just walk. We would walk through the path, walk through the woods. And you would see all kind of things in the woods. You can see where people were littering. There were mattresses, old couches, old bicycles. There were piles of just different trash or different things that people had thrown away. But those are some of the things that we crossed while we were walking along those paths. There were also, you know, different things that just seemed like there were caves and, of course, just a lot of wood, a lot of trash, old tires. So we saw some everything along those paths. But as we walked through those paths, we would always make it to the other side, you know, of that country area. And like I said, sometimes it led to the other side of the country where it was actually a highway, or it just led to the other side of the pathway. So like I said, there were several pathways that we would take, and most of the time we were walking. And every time we walked through the woods, you can tell where there were tracks made, and not so much as walking tracks or tire tracks, but it was a track or that was already treaded upon, which kind of made a pathway, which made it easier for us to walk through the path. And so walking along that pathway, it allowed us to walk, you know, easier and to get to the location easier versus us trying to make our own path. Because making our own path, no telling how long it would have taken us to get to the other side. or to get to that other highway or wherever we were ending up. So we would follow that tread or follow the pathway that was already formed. And like I said, we didn't form that pathway. Somebody else had already formed it because it was a path that had been taken numerous times. Someone who was familiar with the path was able to form the pathway for the rest of us, you know, as kids, to take those pathways in the woods. And so it's the same way with life. God has us on, he has us on paths, and they're all different. And so there were different pathways that we could have taken while going through the woods. And the same thing with life. We all have different paths. Everyone's path is so different. So while we're living, we're on a path, and we're walking, we're treading, we're living a life that has been set for us. So your path is for you and my path is for me, and we all have our own individual path. No one's path is like yours, and your path is not like anyone else's. Now, there may be times where you may cross paths, but still, you still have your own individual path. No one can walk your path or walk it for you, and you can't walk anyone else's path. There's an expression that is used with different types of events, especially around April or either October. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So there are events that take place, and a lot of times they use the expression or the title, take a walk in my shoes. And during those times when they have those events is normally for walkathons or 5Ks or 10Ks, and they use the expression, take a walk in my shoes, or the title, take a walk in my shoes. Now, although it sounds really good and kind of gets you in a, I guess, a way to focus on what it may have been like for someone who was a victim, but at the end of the day, you can never take a walk in anyone's shoes for that matter, but you can never take a walk in the shoes of any victim, never, especially if that was not your path. And even if it was your path, it was still different because every victim is different. Every survivor story is different. So even then, even though I am a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, I cannot take a walk in any other survivor's shoes. Although we may share similar experiences or similar paths, my path is still designated just for me. It was formed just for me. And the same goes for you. I can share as much as I can about my experience, but at the end of the day, you'll still never be able to walk in my shoes. And that goes for every individual. We can never experience anyone else's path. Now, some may try, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work because the path that God has you on is designed just for you, just for you, which is why it's important to trust in the Lord, to follow your own path, to follow the path that he has for you versus you trying to go down a road that was not designed for you. Because if you lean on your own understanding and try to take someone else's road, it's not going to work because it was not designed for you. It was designed for that person who God set it up for. So as much as you try to be like someone else or try to have the same success as someone else, it's not going to work because that path was not designed for you. You have to follow the path that he designed just for you. And we've read about several examples in the Bible, but still, our path is still different. They're still different. We can, you know, learn or even grab some tools that those in the Bible did use to help along their path. Now, we can get some takeaways from the stories that we've read or the examples that are given. But at the end of the day, the path is still different. None of us can walk in the shoes of any of the examples that are given in the Bible because it wasn't for us. It wasn't for us. none of us can walk in the shoes of David. I mean, a lot of times we hear stories and we're like, oh, if that was me, well, guess what? It wasn't you. That wasn't your path. That path wasn't for you. That was a path for David. So we can't walk in the shoes of David. We can't walk in the path of not even Joseph, even though it was so heartbreaking about his brothers disowning him and him having to go through being sold and then a slave, but then becoming a worker with the Pharaoh and then being elevated and then again thrown back into prison. We can't walk in his shoes. We can't walk in the shoes, you know, even as women, we can't even walk in the shoes of Esther. Even though we're like, oh yes, she was powerful, she was courageous, she is strong. Oh yeah, I'm just like Esther. You can develop some characteristics, but you cannot walk in her shoes. There are a lot of takeaways. I mean, I can go on and on. Daniel, that so many examples that are given, so many examples that are given for us to help us along the path that God has us on. So there are several tools that we can use as we're on our path. But at the end of the day, we cannot walk in their shoes. It was for them. So his path that he has for you, it is only for you. And do not let anyone else tell you otherwise. Like I said, you have to try every spirit. Use the spirit of God that's inside of you to try the spirit that's approaching you and telling you to go this way or to go that way. Try it and ask, God, is this what you're telling me? Or is this for me? Or is this of you? And that's how we acknowledge him. Instead of just listening to any and everything what somebody says to you, you acknowledge God, and he'll direct you to make the right decision. He'll let you know, like, that ain't it. The Spirit will let you know, nah, that ain't it. Or he'll say, yes, yes, daughter, yes, son, confirmation, and you will know. You know, some people say, how will I know? Oh, you will know. I don't know if you want to call it a feeling or that intuition, but it's the Spirit will let you know if this is of him or if it's not. It, especially when it just don't even sound right. There are some times or there are some people where you know just straight off. Like as soon as the words come out of their mouth, there are times when you just know that is not of God. And then there are some times when, you know, it might sound good. They're dressing it up really well. It sounds so fancy, and they're calling themselves a man of God, a woman of God, and, you know, it sounds so good. But you still have to be careful because that still voice can still come up and say, be careful. Don't do it. Hold off just a little bit. Don't go. And that comes along with trusting in God, comes along with acknowledging him, so that he can direct you. So, like I said, we can use the same tools that the examples that we read about, what they use, the people of God, what they use, and even the ones who we may not call people of God today, but God even used unbelievers. He used harlots. He used all kinds of people for their very own path. They may not have seen it. They may not have understood it. But even the sinners or the unbelievers, God has them on their own path, even if they believe it or not, even if they don't see it or not. He still has them on a path. But there is a tool that we all can use that will help us along the path. Psalms 119 and 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is what guides us. The word of God is what leads us. The word of God is what helps us to put our trust in him so that we're able to hear the directions that he has given us. So whenever we read the word of God, when we allow the word of God to sink into our heart, then it will give us direction. And the word of God will come at the right time, every time. Especially when it's time to make a decision. That word of God, he will bring it back to your remembrance. Like, okay, God, I remember what you said in your word. He will bring it back to your remembrance even when you're trying to make a decision. And when he brings the word of God back to your remembrance, that is his way of telling you, his way of allowing his Holy Spirit to guide you. Psalms 119 and 136, it says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. As long as you have the word of God a part of your life daily, it will order your steps. And like he said, let not any iniquity have dominion over you. He will not allow sin, not allow iniquity to have dominion over you. Will not allow what anyone says that goes against the will of God have dominion over you. As long as you allow the word of God to order your steps. Because it's always in front of you. You have no room for distractions. No room for iniquity. No room for sin. As long as you have the word of God in front of you. Allow it to order your steps. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, if he already knows what he has for us, and he's telling us what he has for us, an expected end, then we don't have time to get distracted. We don't have time to listen to what any and everyone has to say or where we should go next or what turn we should take next. Because those are not the thoughts of God. The words of man, those are not the thoughts of God. At least not always. Not all the time. So if he already knows the thoughts that he thinks towards us, and he said thoughts of peace, and out of evil. Thoughts of peace, not confusion. Not confusion. Not distortion. It's not of evil. Not of sin. Not of darkness. But he is the light. So it's always going to be thoughts of peace. So anytime anyone comes to you that are not thoughts, giving you things that are not thoughts of peace, but of evil and of darkness and of sin, it's a distraction, definitely. And they are trying to take you off his path. And you do not have time, none of us have time to be distracted and to get off course and get off the course that God has for us. We don't have time. We don't have time. We cannot afford to get off course. I don't know about you. I do not have time to get off course. I can't. And you have to get to the place where, look, if you're not trying to feed me anything of peace, if you're not trying to feed me of anything of God, then I don't want it. If you're trying to just distract me, if you're trying to take me off course, I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm going to turn that particular GPS off because I don't need those directions. I don't need that. That's not for me. That's not of God. Because God said he has thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. He has an expected end for me. So that's what I'm following. That's the path that I'm following because I'm expecting a great end, both naturally and spiritually. I want an expected end here on earth and an expected end when I reign with him. So, no, I don't have time to listen or to become distracted. My life depends on this path, literally. My life depends on it. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Again, which takes us back to lean not into thy own understanding. Because we already know we don't think like God. Our ways are not like God. So he tells us, our thoughts are not his thoughts, neither his ways our ways. Which is why we always have to trust in him and not lean on our own understanding. So again, ask yourself, am I on his path? Am I on the path that God has for me? Are you on the path that God has for you? Or are you listening to the voice of others? Are you listening to the voice of God, the word of God? If you're not, tonight make a decision to close out all distractions and to focus on what God is saying. Focus on the path that he has for you. He tells us if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all of our wrongdoings, every distraction that we may have fell for. And you may have fallen, but that's okay because he says a just man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. And I'm so glad, so grateful, so thankful that we serve a God who allows us to fall and who picks us up every time. He tells us to confess our sins and he will forgive us. So every time that we fall, every time we fall for a distraction, every time we fall for a voice that is not of God and we choose to take the wrong direction or choose to take the wrong turn, it's okay. You can get back on course. Because God, he is faithful every time. And tonight can be the night that you choose to get back on course, to get back on the path that he has for you. He tells us to repent. Every one of us. That doesn't leave anyone out. When we repent, sincerely repent, we are godly sorrowful. Letting him know, God, I messed up. Please forgive me. I know I took the wrong turn. I knew that wasn't your voice, but I fell for it. I fell for the distractions. I fell for the fancy words. And I got off course. But God is saying, he is saying, I got you, child. I know you failed, but it's okay. You can start over. I am a God of another chance. And so tonight, choose to get back on course. Choose to allow him to get you on his path, the path that he has for you. So tonight, confess your sin. He's ready to forgive you. Open up your heart. Believe with all your heart. He sent his son Jesus to die just for you, just for these moments, just for every moment that we mess up, every moment that we fall short, every moment we take a wrong turn. He sent his son to forgive us. And I want to make this prayer for those of you who are choosing to allow God to put you on the path that he has for you. Or maybe if you fell or got off course, tonight can be your night that you get back on course. Let us pray. Father, we come before you meek and humble as we know how. God, we thank you for being the God that you are. We thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy. God, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for our sins. To die for every moment that we mess up, every moment that we fall short of the glory of your God, of God. For every moment that we mess up and sin and take the wrong course instead of taking the path that you have for us. God, we ask for your forgiveness. We confess tonight of all of our wrongdoings.
of anything that we may have said or done, knowingly or unknowingly. Every evil thought that may have even come in our mind that will keep us from entering into your kingdom. God, we ask that you save those who are seeking salvation. God, we ask that you pour out your Holy Spirit and forgive and set free, heal and deliver. God, you said that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And God, we know that we are living in a time where the enemy is out seeking whom he may devour. But God, we know that you are stronger, that you are more powerful, and that you are wiser than the enemy. And so, God, we pray that you will put us on the path that you have set for us, that we may not steer to the left or to the right, and that we will not be distracted by those that are not of God. God, keep us on the path that you have set for us. Help us to hearken to your voice. Help us to take heed to the voice of God. God, open our ears. God, we ask that you help us to guard our ears, guard our eyes, and everything that may try to enter into our minds or enter into our heart. Oh, God, we ask that you strengthen us and continue to give us the power that we need to overcome what the enemy may try to throw our way. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn it over to Brother Rob for our Purpose Kingdom Network announcements.
Yes, and we praise God. We praise God. It's a product of Purpose Kingdom Network. And one of the things is that if you open your heart of acceptance of Christ in your life, we suggest you find a Bible-believing teaching, preaching sanctuary to nurture you in the word of Christ. And if you can't find that, you know, at that moment or at the moment of the hour of your need, you know, that's why we're here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We broadcast almost every night. We offer an avenue or ministry that will nurture you in the word of Christ. And speaking of nurturing in the word of Christ, we hope you join us with God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ. And that show is going to be hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. And we hope that you'll feel free to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We'd be glad to honor that. And we're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We can do likewise. We offer that you like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our upcoming shows and our advertisements for our shows there. And we thank you so much for, you know, doing so, whether you're listening on phone or listening online. We thank you so much. And if you're online and anytime you want to join a broadcast or send a comment, or just talk to our host live, you can call in at 319-527-6091 and just simply hit the number 1 and you can talk to our host. We thank you so much for participating here at, you know, our program for tonight. And also, once again, I'm going to offer you the invitation to join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour with God's Will and God's Blessing for Warriors of Christ, hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. We thank you so much. And at this moment, we're going to turn the program back over to our very own minister, Authentic Jackson.
Thank you, Brother Rob, for those announcements. Before we close out, just want to kind of recap everything that we've talked about tonight. So we talked about staying on his path that is for you. We started off by saying that we all have to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not try to lean on our own understanding. I mean, I know sometimes it's difficult to not just go with your first instinct. We all deal with that. Trust me, we all deal with that. But we trust in the Lord. That means we put everything that we know, everything that we are in him. We love him enough that we trust him. We trust him at his word. We trust him at the path that he has set up for us. And so if we're going to trust him fully, then we're not going to just lean on our own understanding. Also, we also talked about acknowledging God in everything that we do. And when we acknowledge him, put him first, then he will direct our path. He will direct our path. Knowing that every path is different. My path is for me. Your path is for you. I can only walk my path. You can only walk your path. You cannot walk anyone else's path. The path that you have been on has been assigned specifically for you, designed specifically for you from the time that you were conceived up until this very moment. This path, this journey has been set up just for you. So even though you may not understand this path that you're on, please understand that it was designed just for you. And only you can walk this path and no one else. Don't try to walk anyone else's path because it's not going to work out. You're not going to get to your destination by walking someone else's path. It won't work. And no one else is going to get to their destination by trying to walk your path. Why? Because God has set this up from the beginning. He knew our end from the beginning. He already knows. So no one can walk your path or walk it for you. And you can't walk anyone else's path. No one can take a walk in your shoes. You can't take a walk in anyone else's shoes. No one can fill your shoes. You can't fill anyone else's shoes, so don't even try. Just do you. Walk in your own shoes. Walk in the shoes that, you know, God has tailor-made for you. And he's going to guide us because he tells us that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He's going to light the way. He's going to direct you. So use the word of God. Use the voice of God. And we know that the voice of God is ultimately the word of God. So use the word. Use his voice to light your pathway. Your daily prayers should be, order my steps in thy word. God, guide my feet. Guide my pathway. Direct my thoughts. Order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Do not allow sin. Do not allow evil thoughts. Do not allow distractions. Nothing to have dominion over me, because you will not be able to move forward or continue on the path that God has for you if you allow any of those things to have dominion over you. So we're asking God to order our steps. Ask the Lord to order your steps daily. That should be your daily prayer. Every morning you get up out of the bed, God, order my steps. Just that simple. He knows the thoughts that he has for us, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give us an expected end. So anything other than that, we know that it's not of God, because we know that God does not send confusion. So anything that spells or yells confusion, we know that it's not of God. It is a distraction trying to take you off your path. He tells us that his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are his ways, or neither our ways his ways. His way is always better, which is why it's important not to lean on your own understanding and to continue to trust in him. Because he's not gonna veer us in the wrong direction, point blank. Never. Never. I don't care how it looks, how it feels, what it seems like, what it looks like, whether it's a curve, whether it's a crook in the road, whether it's a bump, whether it's a hill, whether you have to go around the mountain, up the mountain, he's not gonna lead you in the wrong direction. Never. So keep all of those things in mind, and remember, just ask yourself how this night. Am I on his path? Am I really on his path, or am I on my own path? But I want to thank all of you for joining Purpose Kingdom Network tonight. My name again is Arthenius Jackson, and I'm with One Touch Transformation. And just a few things about One Touch Transformation. If you would like to learn more about the organization, you can visit our website at www.onett.me. That's onett.me. And you can even find us on Facebook under One Touch Transformation and Twitter and Instagram, _ONETT. So _ONETT. Please be sure to follow us. We are always spreading awareness and also focusing on healing. So if you know anyone that may benefit from the organization, whether you want to share the page, share some posts, please do so. It will go a long way. So again, thank you so much for joining in for the 997th episode. Like I said, three more until we're hitting 1,000. This has been a great journey. This is a great path that God has us on. And even though we are all on our own individual paths, it is okay. And I think it's so cool that we are, you know, cross-pathing, or whatever you want to call it. We have some cross-path going on. So it is okay whenever you have the crossing of paths. But even though you have those crossing of paths with different individuals or organizations, you are still on the individual path. And as long as you have the same mindset and the same goal in mind and, you know, a mission to do what God has for you to do, then you can still be on his path. So again, thank you so much for joining in. I hope you have a wonderful and a blessed night. I love you and God loves you too. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me. I will not lose.
Yeah.